What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Last November, I found myself back at work.
Really?
They fired me in 10 days.
The What's Good Podcast. Are you ready? Your number one source.
To all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast, and we are in season 9, All Things Wellness. We have another guest today. Her name is Deb Lester. How are you doing?
I'm awesome.
I know, that's right. And you look so cute, so bright.
Thank you.
Just so summery.
Thank you.
I love this for you.
Thank you, girl.
All right, so we are going to get into a good chat today. As you guys know, we do not have interviews. Instead, we have genuine conversations, so let's get into it. We always start off with an icebreaker. You ready for your icebreaker?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. If you could sit across from the past you, the night before you quit your 9-to-5, what would you say to her in just one sentence?
Oh, my God. It's never a perfect time.
And that is such a complete sentence. Because that's so real. I think, and we're going to get into perfectionism later on, but I think a lot of the times we try to plan, and life.
Yep.
So it's never going to be a perfect time.
Never a perfect time.
Okay, this is a good segue.
Yes.
Let's give it to the genuine conversation.
Okay, let's do it. Yes.
Who is Deb Lester?
Oh, God. I am a woman who loves life. I love adventure. I love dance. I love music. I love creating a life for myself, which I think is like the core of my message that I love to spread, like just have a life and love for self. But of course, still a wife. I'm a business owner, a TT, a sister, a daughter, and all of the things. But me, myself, I'm Deb, an adventure junkie, and I love life.
That's me.
Yep.
So I'm wondering, because like you're such full of life, how do you balance still enjoying life and enjoying your business at the same time? Because a lot of times like the clients are asking for stuff. You need to do this, you need to do that. And I'm like, yeah. When am I going to have time for me?
I don't know. I feel like the deeper I get into it, the balance is, I don't want to say it's a constant struggle, but it's something to always wake up and manage every day. It's, does my marriage need me? Mm-hmm. Do the girls in the community need me? Mm-hmm. My grandma just died. Does my family need me? Thank you. So I think it's just a matter of me being like aware of what's calling and what am I going to answer to?
Mm. How do you prioritize those things?
Discernment.
That's been a big thing for me this year is discernment in all aspects of business, personal. I need that the Holy Spirit to let me know.
Right.
Is this where I should be headed to? Is this something I should put to the side?
Right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, everybody texting and all this, but phone got to go on D&D because we got to make stuff shake.
Absolutely.
But sometimes, okay, you can put that phone down and call your auntie that you ain't talked to and forever. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be for real. It ain't that much money and success in the world.
Yeah.
So just discernment and child. But I like being outside and stuff sometimes too. So I always give myself a nice balance to enjoy what I'm building.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. So what does that look like for you to actually put that in a calendar to say, yeah, this is vacation or I'm taking myself out to brunch? Because I know for me, if it's not on my calendar,
it ain't happening.
So how do you make sure that you make time to go outside, be with your people, have a good time?
Yeah, I think one thing that I did this year that I've been able to do that I haven't been able to do in a long time was have true help, day-to-day help. Because I would rest or like go outside, but I would be like, man, you could have been doing this, you could have been doing that. You know, I would feel guilty about it. Like, you spending this money, you should have been trying to put some ads in on Instagram and stuff. You know, but now I'm just like making sure I got somebody that's in the business every day. is one thing that helps. And then two, my village. Mm-hmm. My village. That's important. And they, the people that know me, they're going to pull me in a way where they like my friends. Like, he was like, now be kind to yourself, friend.
So good.
You know, so I will have the time block sometime and be like, okay, after 2 o'clock tomorrow, I ain't doing nothing. It just is what it is. Can't feel guilty about it. But it's tough sometimes. Mm-hmm. That ambition is as good as it is for you, it could also be the very thing that'll make you like beat yourself up too much.
Yeah. You be the villain in your own story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of being kind to yourself. So, girl.
Well, that was a good tidbit. How boy gave you.
Yeah, he was like, friend. It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay, you missed it. We have another day to start all over. Mm-hmm. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into your business. For one, after reading your bio and all the things that you're doing for women, I want to say I love that.
Thank you.
Flowers to you.
Thank you.
But I want you to explain to the people that's watching, because of course you're talking about wellness, and I think what you're doing is a real thing for women. Because mm-hmm. even with me, I have imposter syndrome. I'm a perfectionist. Like, I want certain things to go a certain way, and I burn myself out by myself.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
And then I kind of deter, like, ooh, and then procrastination comes into play. So I want you to go ahead and share with the people what you do and how you're supporting your village, supporting your clients, etc.
Yeah, so we help women conquer their fear of being seen, which in my experience has been one of the most invisible weights for women entrepreneurs. So we do that through a couple of ways. We do it through weekly and daily support, which we call the Conquer Club. It's a community of entrepreneur women, Black women that we have all over the country. We do that through events, conquering cocktails, which is the perfect mixture of a little girl's night out, but with business networking and gyms and stuff too. And we also do it through a podcast, Conquer Conversations. And we have a daily weekday show, Wake Up and Conquer.
Nice.
Thank you.
Busy.
Yeah. So the goal is just for women to not feel alone when you look pretty and you can take a selfie and your birthday, you maybe 10 out of 10 and all of the things. But when it comes to being loud and bold about our business, we hold back and we help women conquer that. We support them while they go live, while they do the reels with 2 likes, while they do the live streams and nobody's watching. Yeah. While they host the first event, scared nobody's going to show up. So that's Conquer. We help women conquer that and support them through it every day.
Very nice. Very nice. So I want to know, what was your journey in conquering fear?
Yeah. I think that for me, like, I grew up in Memphis.
Okay.
So I'm not from here. So I grew up in Memphis. And I think as a little Black girl, I've always known that I was called for something. I didn't know what that looked like, but just, and I met so many other Black women, like, we know that we're built for more, but in my experience, I felt that wasn't seen some type of way. So I went through life, getting the good jobs, you go to school, blah, 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 you do all of the things, but I'm like, there's a part of me that wants to be seen so much more in another capacity. So started working, started doing all of the things, and I think it's a matter of, like, just, like, falling in love with yourself. I always say business is like this self-love journey that I didn't know I needed.
Yes.
But I realized how, even though I felt so special and so talented and so good on the mic, there's still this invisible fear of people really seeing me and what comes along with it.
That's true.
So I just had to wake up every day and just kick it in the face, going live scared, quitting my job scared, hosting events terrified.
Yeah.
My coach was like, you should have an event. I was like, ain't nobody coming to see me. I'm Otis, girl. And just seeing that this destination that I've been waiting for, it's the journey. It's the everyday journey. Like, there's no grand. If that's the case, it's over. And just embracing it, I'm like, oh, it's already happening.
Yes.
So.
That is so cute. Okay, so you mentioned a few things, you know, just throwing yourself out there, making sure you be present in your business, make sure you're showing up, listening to coaches, having the village, things of that nature. So I want to know, what type of tools did you try on yourself? And then you was like, okay, this actually worked for me. Let me go ahead and share it with the people.
Yeah. Ooh, a couple of things. I think that I've seen a lot of women who, like, underutilize some of the stuff that we learn in our 9-to-5.
Yeah.
our ability to be organized, to track data, to create strategies and put stuff together. Like
calendars.
Yes. And so I was thinking about that for myself. I'm like, dang, I should, like, I had that stuff together. I think one of the things that I always talk about is like having a business home base. So when you wake up in the morning, where is your business home? Where can you see who if you talk to? Who do you need to talk to? Who are the past people? Who are some good leads? Who told you they got paid next Friday? You need to make sure you reach out to them next Friday. How do you know what's going on in your business besides checking your insights?
True.
On socials. And so I used to think about my job. When you come in the morning, you probably log into the same little system, check the same little things. And so I was thinking, I need a home for my business. That changed the game for me because I was able to see the business for what it really was and not just the vanity metrics of what the likes and comments.
Makes sense.
And so that's a tool that I really got into, and it got us a partnership with Monday.com.
I saw that.
Which is cool. Thank you. And so once they awarded me the partnership and I really saw how I was working in my business, that's something I passed on to the girls big time, for sure.
Very,
that's one thing we believe in. When you wake up, it's not refreshing the likes. That's not the success. The success is my home base. How much did we make? How many people do we need to follow up with? How many people have reached out to us? And if that's empty, then that's your cue to get out. You need to be talking to people and getting people in your home base. And it takes the pressure off the ladies to perform for social media, use your social media to get people in your home base, and you sell inside your home base.
That is so good. So I want to tap into the mental aspect of that because we can hear it, but it's still not connecting. Because a lot of times when people wake up, they go straight to their phone.
Yeah.
Versus, let me go do some journaling. Let me go get a little coffee. Let me get a little tea. Let me look at my to-do list. So how do you tap into the mental space to say, we're having this conversation and you're telling me that you have goals, things that you need to do for your business, but there are some things that you need to get aligned in order for us to get to where we need to be. So let's talk about that part. And when you have those conversations to discuss, okay, this is where we are, but this is where we need to go.
Yeah. I think that like on a normal basis, I'm so tapped into this week, this month, this quarter, this year, like at all time. Like my brain is already months from now. I know when my girls get ready for like Christmas, like that I feel like is the key thing to even, I don't know, just keep going.
Yeah. So putting yourself like on a timeline, seeing those deadlines, milestones.
Planning days, planning hours, admin time. Admin time is not necessarily scrolling and researching, but it's okay, next week, how many calls do we need to book? We know we have an event. When we go and speak, how many consultations do we want to do that night? Okay, how many of those people will show up? Okay, how many of those people will close? Nice. Okay, what does that mean for the next in-person event? So just making sure that everything that I do, it may not look intentional for my audience, right, but for me, it's very intentional. I want to make sure everything is snowballing off of each other. So today, this is content day if I'm out on the podcast, right? Like, just making sure everything snowballs on top of each other.
So there was a really good word that you use, intentional. What does that mean to you as far as setting intentions before even going to an event, having our podcast session today, content day, whatever that may mean for you? Yep. What does intentions mean for you?
Yeah, I think for me is, and this is where the wellness comes in, is stillness. It's for me as a woman falling in love with my body.
Oh, yes. Whole other conversation.
That's a whole, I mean, it's, it's really like, I think I've come to see like the habits and stuff that I have, the way I eat, the way I think, the way I'm, it's all a reflection of what I think about Deb. And I notice when I think highly of Deb, the stuff that I do, and I know when I think low of Deb, I pay attention to the stuff that I do. And so now when I think of keep doing this thing where I'm like, okay, if I just have better daily habits, I'll always be okay. But that looks like I took away my alarm clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like I have to in order for me to wake up early to get my day started. For one, when did you recognize that's something that you need to change? And then two, what has been the benefit?
I haven't used an alarm clock since I quit my job. And the only reason why, and this is just for me, so y'all let us know what y'all think.
Okay.
I think for me, I think that when I have an alarm set, it's almost like a, I don't know, it's like a weird pressure. So I'm okay, well, it's going to go off at 5. I'm waking up at 3:42. Like, is it 5:45 yet? Instead of knowing that I can rest until body checks the mark and say, okay, and then we go. But that's just kind of the cadence I've set for myself. So now I know I'm going to naturally get up at 6:45 anyway.
Yeah.
My morning routine, I send hubby out the house, I go to my office, I start journaling, I start the to-do list. I have this kind of routine that I've set myself in. But the alarm clock was one thing I took away.
It had to go.
For sure, for me, yeah.
That is, I've never, out of all the conversations that I've had so far, that one is very tricky, but I can see how that works.
Yeah.
Because I do wake up, as you were saying that, I do wake up early. And I'm like, it ain't even time for me to
wake up. I got an hour and 6 minutes of sleep left. I got 46 minutes.
And then I'm 32 a snoozer. Minutes. So it's like, why am I using this in the first place?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. But even like the other day, we had to go to the airport. I had the alarm out. Here I am waking up. Oh, it's 4:21. I
got excited.
42 minutes left. And by the time it's 8 minutes, you'd be like, I might as well stay up. You're like, no, I can sleep these 4 minutes.
And
it's
then
like,
you're oversleeping at that point. That is really good. And so you've been doing this for how long?
I guess it'd be 3 years this fall.
And it's been working out for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I feel like I sleep better and I feel like I wake up earlier.
That makes sense too. Like you mentioned, at this point, your body is telling you.
Yeah.
That is so good. Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's get to your clients, right?
Yes.
Beautiful Black women or all women?
All women.
All women.
Yes, we serve women for sure.
So as they come to you, problem, you have a solution. What do those conversations look like?
Yep. So most of my women are brilliant. So brilliant, so smart. A lot of women are definitely still working in their careers, fantastic careers, and have been in business for some time. But I feel like they've seen how much you have to, how intentional you have to be if you want to do personal brand, you want to do content, you want to stay relevant, you got to go live. And I think the biggest thing, Brianna, is we're seeing how much what's going on up here and right here affects how we show up for the business.
For sure.
When we feel pretty, when we feel on, when it's everything given, you know what I'm saying? You be like, hey, I'm my story full of life. Okay. I'm living.
Right.
But when we experience things like heartbreak with our partners, when we're having body image issues, when we feel envious because we maybe scroll too much, when we're not taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, it severely impacts our ability to show up in our business. And I have seen so many brilliant women because they cannot conquer some of those things. I mean, just completely go by the wayside.
So that actually happened to me.
Yeah.
I had a hiatus for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I spoke about this in previous episodes, but relationship.
Yeah, it's real.
Spiritual. Body shaming. I had gained so many pounds. Wasn't able to wear my little cute outfits like I wanted to in recording.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of just Brianna versus Brianna. People probably looking, not even caring. They just want the content.
Absolutely.
And so you have a formula called ICE.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the ICE method does a couple of things. Every day that we wake up, we know we're not going to be on. If we can know that and accept that and be cool with it and just let it be.
Yeah.
I think the second thing is because we know how good social media is, it's hard to keep up with, but the ICE method kind of allows you to schedule ahead of time. And then the third thing is, you know, TikTok changed the game as far as authenticity. We said authenticity before, but TikTok was like, nah, I'm finna bring you in my kitchen with my grandma while she's making some butter beans and you feel like you're my cousin in the living room. So it kind of combines all of that good personal branding, but with business.
Right.
So the ICE method is this. On Sundays, you plan out your content for the week, 3 times a day, ICE. In the morning, you inspire your audience. This means not you like Googling a quote from like Barack Obama. This is like you sharing.
That's what the people
do. No, nobody wants to see that. Why'd you start a business? What's the hardest thing you've been through? What are some of the wins that you've had? What do you think about the industry? What's your mission?
Yeah.
What are some of the past things you've done? What do you want to do? What do you think about this? What do you think about Lily and Ashanti? Like, what do you think about something, your industry, entrepreneurship, yourself, whatever? You do that in the mornings. In the afternoon, you do your C, which is where you turn your content into a classroom.
Okay.
So this is when you teach. You give your audience a tidbit. You give them a tip. You get them a little 1-2, a little gem, or whatever. In the evening time, which is the E, you entertain us through your personal life. So for like me, I like Rap Snacks. That's a post. For me, I love doing charcuterie boards.
Uh-huh.
That's a post. I like a little sushi spot in Dallas. That's posts. Mm-hmm. I love makeup. I like wearing my brand colors. I can entertain through my personal life without the pressure of talking about my business.
Yes.
So you use the ICE method, ICE, 3 times a day, Monday through Friday, schedule out your content. And that's what we do inside the Conquer Club.
So that's literally 3 pieces of content that you will spread throughout the week. So you are taking away that pressure of, what is it, creating content every day. Because a lot of times, that's what people are telling. You got to make this. You got to do 5 reels a day, this and that. Well, and you're taking away that stigma that you don't have to do that. Stick to this. And it seems like it's storytelling, too, in a sense.
It is very much storytelling.
Uh-huh.
And you can, the way that the girls do it now is on Sunday, we do 3 times a day. And you can pick, maybe your C is alive that day.
True.
Or maybe your E is alive on Friday night because
you out with the girls.
Exactly. Or maybe it's my wake up and conquer show. It's more like I get up. It's inspirational. Mm-hmm. Start the day. You have flexibility on how you want to execute it as far as real, alive. Maybe it's a post because you're good with that Facebook typing.
Right.
Or you fly with them pictures so you can get a good caption. You can have the creative behind it. But if you can hit those 3 elements during the day, you're going to have this really beautiful mix of personal branding, storytelling, talking about your business every day, and thought leadership.
That is really okay. So how did you create this formula? Because I'm sure you tested it on yourself. How did this come about? Like, I know God downloads a lot of things in us.
Yeah.
So what did that look like for you to come up with this formula?
Yeah. So when the pandemic started, you know, the pandemic, we were running it up.
Okay.
Baby, they were throwing, hey, God was opening up the clouds and were like, it go a little 100,000 for y'all today. I'll be back at 2 o'clock
because
the money
real.
Was money. Okay. But during the pandemic, I was Conquer wasn't a thing. I was selling these QR code keychains.
Very nice.
Me and my husband went to TGI Fridays. I saw the QR code menus. I'm like, okay, this is, you know, we didn't believe the pandemic was a thing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, it's a thing. So we started doing a QR code on the keychains, and then we started doing them on the shirts too. You scan a shirt and like follow people online. And so I noticed that my audience really liked me because I did my personal life, but I'm like, dang, how do I do the business stuff without being too
salesy,
businessy, and weird?
Yeah.
So I started just kind of experimenting with this like weave of content, and I just did it for, I still use the ICE method right now on my Facebook page.
That's so good. So only on Facebook, not on Instagram?
I am getting into Instagram.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely.
Uh-huh. The same with me and TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm more of a LinkedIn girl.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I just realized, I was like, well, they like me, but I also can't lean too much into that.
True.
And of course, can't lean too much into just dropping the link. You know, you booking or looking, you know, they want to like you. So I just experimented. Other girls started trying it. And next thing you know, like hundreds of girls have used it at this point.
Shut up.
Yes.
What is a testimony that you can share with us in regards to using the ICE method?
Oh.
Come on.
I've got so many. We have Rashana. She was working in nursing.
Okay.
Doing her travel business on the side, being a travel agent. And she started using the ICE method and still uses it to this day. She quit her job last year.
Shut up. Because it was just bringing in business?
So much business. Yep. Yep. And she started doing her content as a classroom for live streams. So she would tell you about if you want to go somewhere solo and you want to be safe, she's going to talk about that on live.
Yeah.
Or if you want to plan a perfect vacation, we're going to talk about that on live. Like if you want to learn how to plan the ultimate Disney vacation for your kids, talk about that. So, and then she would weave in other personal stuff about being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the challenges that she experienced just being a Black single mom, and just people just like people. There are no robots on the other side of the screens ever.
That is so
So yeah, she's good. One of many for sure.
Oh yeah. That is so precious.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the last thing before we get into our other segments is I really want to tap into fear. I feel like that is very important since we're talking about wellness, right? How do you help the ladies not just conquer it, right? Because at the end of the day, we can only support them in their journey.
Right.
What does that look like for you when they feel like the world is just against them?
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I should be here. I don't even know how I even got this far in life when it comes to business. How do you help them and plant that seed? Like, homegirl.
Yeah.
You good.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
I think the first thing that was coming to mind when you were saying that, Brianna, was I think for me, like, is realizing my capacity and then always make sure I'm leading by example. If I'm leading by example and I have boundaries and I know my capacity, I can be the best leader because she's always watching me. It's the first thing.
It's true.
I'm a leader. I think the second thing is you said something good when you talked about you can only do so much but create the environment.
Right.
But I think that's why we believe in community so much. We have so much space for just raw honesty.
Right.
Raw honesty. We also have rules that we believe in. Mm-hmm. When you come into the Conquer Club, we're going to tell you, if you've never gone live, we're going to say, it's only going to be two people max. So let's talk about it
be
now.
Ready.
So, you know, be ready. Like, all of us are, hey, we're going to reach out to 100 people this week. How many of us are going to get ghosted? Woo!
Right. Those honest conversations. Hard conversations, but they're honest.
And what it does is it kind of dismantle us thinking that we're the only ones going through this because, well, we ain't the cute one or we ain't got the aesthetic and we ain't, you know, don't nobody want to see us. It's tough.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why I probably care so much is because it's so human and it's so real. Even when you're beautiful, even when you're talented, the insecurity or fear is real. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But
that's really good because it's like the truth of it. We may not only have two, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So once we continue, the confidence will, of course, grow. Because at the end of the day, if we don't start, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Yeah.
And so that's what that reminded me of when you were saying that, because if we allow fear to just show up every time, we will never know what that door of opportunity lies when you open up the door.
Yeah.
When you take that first step, you'll see it. But if you don't even get up and show up, you won't even know what's behind that door.
Yeah. That's how you...
That's so good.
And it's so much easier said than done.
Absolutely.
It is so... Yes. But that's how you only learn by moving your feet.
That's true.
You can watch Deb all day. Mm-hmm. You can watch me go live 10 hours at a time.
Right.
It's not going to exercise your muscle of going live at all.
Absolutely.
It's the equivalent of standing there watching me work out.
Are you going to be a couch potato or are you going to get up here and work out with me?
But it is hard.
Yeah.
It's lonely.
Yeah.
And it's a level of self-discovery that will catapult your confidence because it's worth it.
For sure.
But also, you see yourself. You can't fake it.
That's true.
When you start that business and it's just you, all the other stuff you fake and pretend for other people, all that's over with.
That's out the window.
You see it. Mm-hmm.
We praying for discernment, but people praying for discernment too. Some people go see
it's
the clarity.
Real.
Yeah. So for our next segment, I do want to talk about highs and lows, peaks and valleys. A lot of time people that's watching, listening, whatever the case may be, feel like they're alone. You're not the only one that's on a struggle bus. We all on a struggle bus.
Okay.
But I want to encourage you that you're not going to be on a struggle bus forever, right? So let's talk about one of situations, scenarios that you've been through where you kind of questioned your path.
Yeah.
It could be a client. It could be the Conquer Club. It could be anything that you want to share. And on the opposite end, how did you get through it to get to where you are today?
Yes. So last November, I found myself back at work.
Really?
They fired me in 10 days. So last year, I was growing, distracted, scared of how big it was and scared of how small it was. I wasn't moving with intention. I wasn't moving like Big Deb as my alter ego is. And I found myself just creating content. Of course, nobody's buying, checking the boxes, not really in the business. and was like, you know what? I'm going back to work. I'm going to reset. I'm going to stay at work for a while. I can get a good job out here. Worked in HR.
Okay.
Found myself back on Indeed, applying for jobs. Nothing worked out. Applied for this job. Girl, I should have known how fast they wanted me to start, but the salary was good. The company was good. Mm-hmm. And so I went back to work, and it was terrible.
Oh, wow. The culture?
Yes. Uh-huh. That week, something shifted in me so deeply. I don't even know if I can describe it. There was a shame that came over me because I felt like I couldn't do it. I felt shame around going back to work for some crazy, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
I was scared to talk about it. I didn't think I was a good business owner. All of the things. Overqualified for the job. Did too much to interview, but they loved it, fell for it, whatever. I didn't last 10 days. The first day I went in there, guess what I did?
What you do?
Don't y'all know y'all can use monday.com to reorganize this? Y'all working too hard, and why don't y'all do this?
Oh, and
why
don't you provide in process and procedure?
ma'am, you want to go and go, here go your pink slip. You want to go and get up out of here.
Jeez.
And it devastated me, but reconfirmed where I needed to. I went in the lab for 30 days, and I came back, and in Q1, we had knocked out all of last year's sales.
Wow. That's a blessing.
Yeah, but afterwards, that's what triggered my podcast, me starting my podcast. I could not believe the amount of shame that I had. And I didn't even realize how ashamed I was for what I was going through. I felt like I must have been the only coach who went from making massive amounts during the pandemic to wondering why people, nobody's biting in my offer.
Yeah.
And talked about it. Grew through it, regrouped, reconnected with my village, revamped my offers, got my head back in the game, started taking care of myself, getting back on my gym routine, getting back with my morning routines, getting back in my journal and my to-do list, getting back with being intentional, and came back swinging. But that scared the heck out of me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you knew it was a pivot was needed.
Yes.
I had the same situation. Nothing was working for me. I started putting in job applications. And for me to have 2 degrees, why am I not getting a job?
Yeah.
And so I feel like it was a door being shut that encouraged me to stay on this path.
Yeah.
So when I say that's a blessing, I know some people may hear like, oh my gosh, you went back to work. And you're listening to the wrong parts. The part that she got confirmation that she's on the right track to where she needed to be.
God was screaming at me.
We got hard hands.
I'm talking about screaming at me. Deb, the feast is laid out.
For real.
If you sit down and be obedient and trust what is going to happen when you jump off this cliff,
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I don't know how deep that cliff is. Yeah. And when I jump off, is my wind gonna blow off? Or do y'all got a parachute? Or do y'all got a turkey sandwich down at the bottom of the cliff? Or what's going on? And he like, now you worried about the wrong stuff. Now you gone on Indeed and you gonna get in there till you.
Yeah. No, that's so, so good. Okay. So yeah. Let's talk for one, congratulations. Because I know thank what that
you.
Looks like.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is a very tough time period. That is a very tough time period.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk about a high, something that we can congratulate you on, pat on the back, whatever the case that may be.
Highs. I've had so many highs for us. Man, I've had so many. I think highs for me have been our partnership with Monday.com. This is the first time we've been able to get a partner in that capacity.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Thank you. Operation Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest nonprofit. I've been coaching for free just under the radar in their program for years. And they were like, whatever you're doing at Conquer Club, these people passing through it, we need you permanently on our roster.
So good.
So that was good. And I think also the Conquering Cocktails, the mm-hmm. way that it's been evolving in person.
It's like a good time.
It's a good time. I think it's one thing for you to do stuff online, but once you get in person and people be like, oh, it's you, or you get to meet, you get to be like, oh, these are real people. Yeah. This is a real thing. This is real impact. Right. This is real leadership. It will have me bawling in tears because I can't believe God using me like that. Mm-hmm. Like, this is
being a vessel.
And when I get a chance to do it in person, oh, girl, it does something for me that I can't even describe it. Yeah. It's been cool. Seeing it grow. Thank you. It's been a long time coming, but it's been fun.
But it's growing. Cool.
Yes.
Nothing is going to start off, and I think we want things to be so instant. But when you work hard and you've done it for so long, I think that's when you really get thankful and grateful because I went through all of this stuff and I finally made it. You are so much more grateful when you actually sit down and do the work. And once you get done on the other side of the rainbow, it's like, this is the goal I've been looking for.
I think seeing my girls win too, like one of our ladies in the Conquer Club, Omifa, she lives in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Her business has gone from, she's doing like 800 a month, and then we got her to like 30,000 a month.
Shut up.
Yes.
So these are real results.
Yes. And she recently,
I may be your next client.
Yes. She broke her 7-figure mark, and she's actually going to be in a beauty supply store in Brooklyn. And it's just, she was setting up like vendor tables at like festivals and in the park because it's New York, and just being outside. So to see her just moving like that, and when she told us about $1 million, girl, we was all in there just crying. Everybody just boohooing, crying, because we see each other through so much life outside of business too. So to see them win like that is just, I just sit on the side like a proud mama.
I know.
That's
right. Come on, TK.
I'm like, fly me up to New York now. Okay, so I get a little bit of that. What they eat in New York? A little New York pizza, a little something. Give a hey.
I know, that's
send
right.
Send me a bag of chips or something. Shoot, girl.
I love
from the bodega.
A little chopped cheese
from the. We were sending 2 chopped cheese from the bodega. Oh, maybe if you listen. Good. Send me and bring them 2 chopped cheese.
We simple, just a little chopped cheese.
For real. Okay. So, but that's always good because I don't even know if I understand the magnitude of the karmic energy that's coming back to me from the way I've been changing lives. It helps me sleep at night.
You said that. The energy that you put out there in the world is going to come right back to you. That's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so on to our next one. It's called One Free Advice.
Okay.
We pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go to these seminars, webinars, even for coaches, and it's nothing against them, but what are some actionable steps that we can take from this One Free Advice? It could be a word, it could be a statement, whatever you choose.
Actionable advice? I think it would be, whoever you are is already creative enough. The personal brand. So if you are a single mom, you got 4 babies, you be couponing, and you like painting your own nails, that is a personal brand that is pure perfection on its own.
Absolutely.
If you are a guy, you like the barbecue, you like a little cigar, and you like basketball, already creative enough.
Absolutely.
There is nothing to compare. There is nothing to wait for. As it is today, the only thing that you have to do is live out loud. If you're bold enough to live out loud, you got it.
That is good. Because I'm a big person on whatever is yours, your name is on it.
Yep.
So we don't have to chase. We don't have to beg. We don't have to do any of those things because what God has for us, it's already there. And so I love that we already have the tools to be successful.
Yeah, we got to go live out loud.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Being ashamed because... Oh, Elenka. And I get it. But if you can just understand, if you can just start living out loud with it,
that's it.
It's over with. This is the best opportunity ever for business owners.
For sure.
A free phone and a TikTok app, a free phone and a Facebook app, a free phone and an Instagram app.
Take the world by storm.
And the only thing that you have to do is actually like yourself.
That's because you are that girl.
But if you don't like yourself, you can't even get in the game with this same phone that you do this with.
Yeah, and look at other people's lives when people can be looking at your life. Yeah.
That's, dangerous game to play if you don't like yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous thing to do. Is scroll on their phone and you don't like yourself. It's a dangerous thing to do.
Because the comparison comes in.
Yep.
That's a whole other thing, another day too.
Yep. But okay.
That is absolutely true because we get so involved with other people's business. It's mm-hmm. like, take care of your business first.
Yep.
If you got time to get on people's business, I mean, it's your business. Yeah. But I know for me, and that's why I don't want to be a hypocrite in that.
Right.
I'm really big on reality shows because I don't have no drama.
Yeah.
So that's the little sprinkle of drama that I
need
do
a
get.
Little.
Okay. Yeah. That's my little sprinkle of drama that I do get. But I make sure that I do what I need to do and show for my business. Because right now I'm showing up for somebody else's business, being the viewer and getting them paid.
Yeah.
So I need to get some viewers to help me get paid.
Yep.
So that's really
thought about that because me and my husband love watching body cams. And so I sit, and that's just like my guilty pleasure.
Absolutely.
I said, girl, let's watch these folks shoplift from Walmart, get arrested for this stealing this meat on vacation. Why is you over here stealing meat? So
yes.
I watched body cam, and you know, one Friday night, I said, I'm going to go on live while I watch the body cam.
Yes.
And just, I don't know.
Okay.
Just no pressure, no nothing, just
me and you.
Yeah.
Me and your husband, y'all doing y'all commentary. And people love that.
Yeah.
People love that. Y'all need to start incorporating more lives with self chat. I teach that to my clients.
The live gonna do it.
Whew.
The parasocial relationships, a gem.
Yeah. See, that's psychology too. You talk. We may even do an event. I got so many thoughts in my head, but we're gonna get to it later.
Yeah. Cause that that once you understand that, yeah. That's the necessary thing.
And yeah.
You wouldn't
it changes.
But yeah, we're going to talk this another episode.
Okay, so tell the people how to get in contact with you.
Yes.
The club, the ICE method, consultations, website, all the above. And even if you have some upcoming events or things that's happening.
Yes. So I don't know when we'll be on air, but we do have an event with the DeSoto Area Chamber of Commerce and Veritex Bank that we just got connected with. It's our first locally sponsored event. Mm-hmm. I will be speaking at one of the Conquer Club alumni. She's going to be speaking there.
Okay.
That's next Thursday, July 24th at the DeSoto Chamber of Commerce.
Probably so they'll be hosting us.
Probably so.
Very nice.
So we'll be hosting that. And then we'll be having another Conquering Cocktails. The first weekend in August.
Okay.
Yep. And so you can find tickets, links to everything, all socials, Conquer with Deb. I'm Conquer with Deb everywhere. Join the conquerclub.com.
I said, look for the orange.
Yes, the orange and the pink. Join the conquerclub.com. And yeah, I'd love to talk. If you want to schedule some time to talk, I would love for you to book a consultation. We can just talk about the pathways inside the Conquer Club. When you come in, it's similar to if you were to enroll in college. Instead of picking a major, you pick a pathway.
Okay.
So let's say if you needed to start going live and get consistent, there's a pathway for that. Versus you already show up, but you're not organized. You don't really get sales. There's a pathway for that too via our partnership with Monday.com. So there's different pathways that you take. And when you do book a call, we'll just explore the pathways, pick what's best for you. You graduate one, go to the next, and you'll have the support. Every day.
That is so good.
Thank you, girl.
All right. So our last thing is our motivational moment.
Yes.
And usually what our motivational moment is either a quote, Bible verse, something that I've seen scrolling or on TV, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. bring it on the show. And I say what it means to me, some feedback, commentary, and then you share yours.
Okay.
And it's a wrap.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This one is a Bible verse. I feel like this season we've really been on Bible verses, but I love this for us. So the motivational moment is God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. This entire time we've been chatting, I was excited to get to this quote because I'm like, this really wraps up the conversation. Because as you mentioned, as I mentioned, God does not want us to be unhappy. We are already successful in all the things that we have, and it's only going to grow from here. And so once we get confident in that, knowing that God is within us and we will not fail, I think those are the necessary tools. We need that word to continue to pour in us. Even when we have coaches, when we have a village, when we have partners that pour into us, I think those things are so important because it can be lonely. But we have to remind ourselves. And then when we also have our village to remind us as well, I think it makes a big difference in how we show up every day, all day, for not only our businesses, but for ourselves as well.
Yep.
At one time, I was really down, and people only know me as the goofy Brianna.
Oh.
She always smiling, this and that. And there was a point where I stopped journaling, where I stopped talking to my friends, where I stopped doing all the things. And now I see it's a trigger to where when I'm down like that and I'm not talking, it's because there's something that's going on with me and I need to talk that out with somebody. And I realize once I do that, even if it's with the Lord, if it's with a friend, or if it's with a coach, I feel so different afterwards because I was only in my head. There's an easy solution, but you got to talk that stuff out in order to find that solution.
Right.
So with fear, it is a big thing and it's easier said than done. But once we actually sit down and realize that we are the solution, everything changes. So what are your thoughts?
You know, that remind me of, I talked about Rashauna earlier. Every Conquer Club call, Rashauna closes it out. She like get a benediction. And she says this, she's been saying this. She's talked about how fear and faith are the same. Ladies, pick which one you're going to believe in tomorrow. Because the fear, it seems heavy and big and real. But when you know who you are and whose you are, I'd be like, baby, my daddy created the whole world. You mean tell me he ain't give me a little 10 million there 2 weeks, you know?
Do you hear what I'm saying?
He created the whole world. Absolutely. Use me as a vessel, plant it inside me. I'd have tried to run away from my gift. I'd have been like, look, now, God. You know, I could have been a little regular, cute little one, too. Okay. Now I'm just living my life out here.
At the corporation.
But you calling me to the people and to the masses. But you can't unsee. You can't unsee calling. You can't unsee purpose. You can't unsee what it feel like to conquer and get on the other side of something. And once you start exercising that muscle of like conquering and moving, you see that fear, you be like, all right, you know, it's a little something, but you know, it's just like a journey of, I always talk about like truly conquering a mountain and valleys. You know, once you get to that, it gets rougher and steeper, but you've walked 8 miles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, okay, y'all, when we get to this part, pull your socks up, roll your pants down, because it's going to be some little ticks over here on the side. Like, you start understanding what it means to walk and to move. And, okay, y'all, we got to be still for 2 minutes when the wind comes. Like, you understand how to move. You exercise the muscle. So, but the fear feels big. It feels real. It feels scary. But that's the battle.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I like you so much for coming today.
I'm slinging them verses up in this thing.
But do you think there's anything I missed or anything you want to share with the people before we leave for today?
Yeah, I think that if you have a business, you've probably realized that it's a big reflection of what you think about yourself.
Absolutely.
It's 99% of what you think of yourself. If you sold cakes and you didn't have a website, you didn't have no logo, but you knew your cakes was good, you'd be like, well, let me go by the church and see if the pastor wants. Let me stop by this little
Social
office
community.
Building and see if these girls on this podcast want a cake, because you believe in it. But we've seen the inverse, right? Yes. Where, you know, I got to get my aesthetic together.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe, I must procrastinate and I must perfect and I must compare. Solely a reflection of what you think about yourself.
Sure.
Now, auntie with them cakes, she going to get it.
Okay.
And we can go make it pretty later. Auntie going to blow up. So it's all about what you believe in. Whatever you believe in is true.
I love that. And I love you. And I'm so thankful.
I love you too. I'm so glad we did.
I know. So grateful, thankful. This is amazing. But if you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you so much. Make sure that y'all support my girl, Dad, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.